Welcome to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show here on Comcast Channel 81. Hey, you can check us out weekdays. We're on the air from 6 to 10 on Radio Now 100.9. Now, normally, we have people on the show like Liv. We got our friend Mackenzie hanging out. And we have another guest. I don't know if you heard him on the radio before. You probably have. Blanco Brown, how's it going, man?
What it do, man? Everything
yeah,
going great.
Welcome to the show.
Now, I want to be the first one to physically compliment you, not only on your ability, but I want to go physical and be really shallow with it. But, man, you have an incredible beard.
Oh, man, you too.
He has beard envy. Yes.
No, but that beard's looking on point, man. You're a good-looking dude.
Thank you much.
Now, I guess we talk about your actual musical ability, too, right?
Absolutely.
So you got an EP out, self-titled, correct?
Blanco Brown.
Now, obviously, we know songs like The Get Up, but what else is on there?
Ghetto Memories talked about my childhood growing up in the hood and growing up in the country. It kind of ties both of the world together. Trailer Park Music, me, Trap Music, Trailer Trap.
I like that.
Georgia Power. It's on that also. It talks about someone stealing your energy and you taking your energy back and just being your own light and being your own dimmer in life.
I love
Nobody
that.
Nobody should be able to control your joy. Tennessee Whiskey talks about champagne versus Tennessee whiskey and contaminating that champagne, but also someone in your life just polluting things in your life and you got to get control of the whole situation.
That's right.
Wow.
And then you have Country Time, which is a song about me. Like in 2005, I lost it all. I overspent my budget, you know what I'm saying? The overhead versus what you were bringing in home. Mm-hmm. I had like, you know, a little money in my bank. And I was trying to figure out how I was still getting overdraft charges when I couldn't afford what was already in the bank that went down. So I'm getting overdraft charges. Like, hold on, how are you putting bills on top of bills? I can't afford the first bills.
Right.
And I was in my mind, you know, contemplating the bank robbery.
Really?
I was just like, I might as well just go on the road.
What was your plan?
Yeah, like, are you going to put, like, a ski mask on? I mean, people just do this. Like, how are you going to pull it off?
Tell you the truth, I watched too many movies, and it was just never going to be one of those things. In my mind, it was like a split thought of, man, you know, the bank, boom. And I was just like, this is never going to happen.
Right.
And thankfully, you know, I pulled it all together. I never did it, but I shot a video for that, and the concept and the reward behind that song is sometimes you can make the wrong decisions, and before you put them into fruition, you can already be messed up and caught in a bind. So don't think of anything dumb. Just positive thoughts and move forward with life.
I love that. Like,
that's incredible.
Your energy, too. I'm wondering where you get it from. Maybe you grew up that way, and I try to be optimistic and outgoing and positive, but I don't know why. I'm so. If one thing goes wrong with me, I ask Liv. She'll tell you firsthand. I can just be so negative, like glass half empty. Where do you get this positivity from? Because everywhere I see you go, everybody you talk to, even in the music you do, I think you even talk about your songs, you want them to be upbeat, and that's what music should be. So where does that come from?
Everything has a positive message, even if it's a negative song.
Ooh, interesting. That's deep. Let's think about that. So it has a positive message, even if it's a negative song.
So were you always like that? Or is there someone in your life, kind of when you were growing up, that you really took after? Like you saw that person go through it, but they stuck to that positive drive, and that's what inspired you?
I mean, my grandmothers and everything. Really, I inspired me. You know what I'm saying? To tell you the truth, I'm just gonna keep it all the way 100. The negative ways led me nowhere, and I started seeing a pattern that I didn't like for myself, so I changed the circumstances, and I tried positivity, and then all of a sudden, my surroundings changed. The people that weren't supposed to be around me weren't around me no more, and God just has a sense of humor, you know what I'm saying? He has a funny way of showing you things that need to be unveiled, and I got to the point where all the positivity was paying off, and it just became my ritual. Every morning I wake up, I think of something positive during that day, and I move on. But 5-10 years ago, when I woke up, the first thing I thought about was something negative.
Sure. Like, so you switched it around. You flipped it.
And then, you know, I have this thing where I wake up, and I think about this. This may be negative to some people, but it's positive to me. I'd be like, this could be my last day. What am I going to do with it? And then I say, I want to spread joy.
Well, I want to ask you about that. Being a country rapper is such an interesting thing, and I know you have some inspiration from Tim McGraw, and that reminded me of Live Like You Were Dying, one of his songs. So tell us about that connection or that inspiration from Tim McGraw, a huge country artist.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I first heard Don't Take the Girl, when I heard Johnny Dad was taking them fishing, he was 8 years old, I was just like, oh, yeah, this is storytelling. Yeah. And I just loved the fact that he told a story. You didn't really know what it was about at that age, but then when you grew up, you're like, oh, this is a real There's a real meaning. And I just gather all those things with Tim McGraw and Johnny Cash and Garth Brooks and some of everybody. But my thing is more so singing. I'm not a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I sing more than I do anything. If you listen to the EP, you'll hear a lot of melody, melodic things. I feel like even with the Get Up, it's choppy, but it's still melody versus rapping. Yeah. Rapping to me is like 1-2, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a singer. And I just get my inspiration and draw for those things that just built my surroundings from the hood to the country. I mean,
has it been hard to break into country music? So I come from a country music background, and I mean, you're not like rocking a big belt buckle and a big, I mean, that's not.
Yeah, where's your cowboy hat at?
Oh, that don't,
so
that don't,
stereotypical. I'm kidding.
That don't make you country.
That does not.
Country is a heart. Yeah. It's your heart and it's your surrounding, what you stand for. I can go put on cowboy boots. Anybody can go put on cowboy. You could buy those things.
Of course, yeah.
You could buy whatever you want to look like, but that don't make you you.
But some of the country fans are like, oh, that's not country, but we need the new hotness, which
I really don't even think that's even new. When I go back to the days where I seen Tim McGraw and people were rocking with Tim McGraw and they had on his T-shirts, everybody didn't even have on a cowboy hat, nor did they have on cowboy boots.
Right.
I seen the most country people with Reeboks on.
Yeah,
I seen those country people with Nikes on. The people that went to the shows that I was at, they didn't put on this persona. I say I got to put on this to look country. Right. You know what I'm saying? I have put on like a little cowboy hat, or I never wore cowboy boots a day of my life, but I have put on like cowboy hats and stuff because I just felt like this is what we're going to do. It felt like I was dressing for that moment.
Right.
But really, country is a essence of your soul, and it's what you implement on a day to day. Country is waking up and going picking. People don't wake up and just go pick honeysuckles off the trees and go fishing and go noodling. Put your hand in the water and snatch a fish out.
I've done that one time with noodling, and I pulled me out this catfish, and they warned me, like, just so you know, there might be a turtle in there. I'm like, what do you mean there might be a turtle in there? Like,
don't worry about it.
Hell no, I like my 10 digits.
Oh, yeah, they will get you. And I mean, like, those are the things that a country, you can't try to be country. Either you are or you ain't.
It's the heart.
And I mean, like me, just my whole family country, you know, it's just in the roots.
Now, doing some research, because I didn't realize this. Obviously, you got the song The Get Up and you got the self-titled EP out there, Blanco Brown. But you do a lot of stuff behind the scenes and people can look into that. I don't want to take up all your time on that. But I wanted to put you on the hot seat right here just to ask this week as we're taping this actual interview with you. History was made. Lil Nas X becomes the 17 weeks at number one. But there's some classic songs that was tied before with 16 weeks with Mariah Carey and Boys to Men. Was it One Sweet Day?
One Sweet Day. Yeah, yeah. One Sweet Day.
And I'll mess it up. Luis
Fonsi.
Yeah, Despacito with Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Bieber. Out of those three songs that were number one, what's your favorite one out of those three? I'm sorry to do this to you.
Oh, One Sweet Day.
Okay, that was easy. That was easy.
Oh, yeah.
How have you ever heard of it?
It is easy.
Could you sing some of that
for me?
Because
I mean, growing up listening to Boys and Men and Mariah Carey.
Oh, yes.
Do you know any of the music, Liv?
Boys to Men, is that like, I'll make love to you?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure that was them or Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, we all got an opinion in music. I feel like with the Lil Nas, though, he deserved the spot that he had. It's a different time, and the times are changing.
Yeah.
You don't know what's next. You just live with the moments, and you just hone those moments, and you grow with them. So congratulations, 17 weeks. He might go 18, 19. We never know.
Crazy, yes.
I have a question. It'd
be amazing.
So your song has kind of gone viral, and there's been a dance challenge along with that. Does the whole thing of going viral scare you? Because a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times, sometimes with viral, it gets its 15 minute of fame, and that's all anyone can talk about. Then after that, we don't see much of that again. Obviously, Lil Nas X clearly showed that you can still keep going, you can still have a career beyond that. But does that initially scare you with the whole viral sensation?
I haven't even thought that far. I just follow my purpose and my passion every day. When I wake up and I see people making videos, and I look at those videos and I see the joy on their face, when I respond to somebody inbox and they say, oh my God, he really responded, and I can talk to them about that situation. People then inbox me and said, I lost a grandmother, and I have a connection with them and say, I lost both of mine at this time in life, and God has a way of pushing pushing you through. So just keep going. Just remember that little light, because that little light led me to here. Right. So I don't really think about whether I'm viral, whether I'm a one-hit wonder or anything. Like, at the end of the day, I continue to make great music, and I also have an EP that supports my sound, and I also have an album that's mixed and mastered that's been done that supports my sound. So I feel like people going to rock with it. And this is not about numbers to me. This is about purpose, purpose over everything.
I absolutely love that. And it's so kind of nice to hear, because you kind of hear about all of these things that go on in the background of kind of the Hollywood industry, not only music, but acting and everything like that. And sometimes celebrities, when you meet them, they aren't exactly who you thought they were going to be, or they're not the idols that you thought they were going to be.
I've been disappointed.
And to see this light just radiate from you, and you can tell you're just so genuine, it just makes me so excited.
Thank you so much.
I don't think you would, because, or as we wrap up right here, I don't think you would tell us, and that makes sense, like, who disappointed you, but can you maybe tell us, I mean, would you be willing to tell us anybody?
No, I mean...
Okay, then what was it that was disappointing about you? Was it the way they treated you, or how they treated people around? What was the disappointment
is I've been in the industry and been successful at writing for years.
Yeah.
Right.
I signed my first deal when I was 7. Wow. I done been around a whole bunch of people, and they never really treated me wrong. It's the way I see people treat other people that ain't in the industry. You know, the way they treat other people.
Yep.
And then I implement that in my situation, like, well, if this doesn't work out for me, then I'm in the same box as them, and I ain't with none of that fakery. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You're such an inspiration. Before we go, you want to give someone who wants to be like you, who wants to turn it around, like you were here, now you're here, and you radiate such light and love. So give some inspo to somebody who wants to get on the right track like you are.
Oh, yeah, because I ain't always had good balance, but I had that. I had balance. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I always knew the direction I wanted to go in, but I understood what I wanted to stand for. I understood what I wanted to stand for. I like that.
Yeah.
you know, further along, and I just give anybody inspiration. If you take these words and you use them every day and implement them in your everyday life, purpose over everything.
Purpose over everything.
If you chase purpose, then you're chasing the right thing. Chase purpose, not money.
I love it right there. Blanco Brown, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Make sure you go check out self-titled EP. Where can people get it at, too? Like, what's your social? What's your website? All that stuff.
My website is BlancoBrown.com. All my socials are at Blanco Brown.
Awesome.
And you
thank
can find
so
it on all mediums, all platforms.
All right, cool. Awesome. We'll be right back. We're Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show here on Comcast, Channel 81.
Thank you.